Welcome to the TPS 5 for the week of June 15th through the 19th. TPS 5 is a weekly recap of the latest in marketing, communications, and digital healthcare news as curated by the expert hosts of the Touchpoint Media Network. To learn more about Touchpoint Media, visit us online at touchpoint.health. Our lead story this week comes from the New York Times and is entitled, Why People Are Still Avoiding the Doctor, and It's Not the Virus. This article details how, at first, people delayed seeking medical care for fear of catching COVID-19. But as the pandemic has also caused staggering unemployment, unfortunately, medical care is now becoming unaffordable to many. Hospitals and physicians report that many patients are still shunning their services. If you ask them why, they say that many of them fear exposure to the coronavirus. Particularly now, with new cases spiking across the states in the country, even as the movement to, quote, open the economy, unquote, also continues to advance. But the article reports that Americans who lost their jobs or have had a significant drop in income during the pandemic are now citing costs as the primary reason why they are delaying, or in some cases, outright avoiding care. The twin risks in this crisis, potential infection and the cost of medical care, have become the unfortunate reality for millions of workers who were furloughed, laid off, or caught in the economic downturn. And this echoes a similar pattern that happened during the 2008 recession, when millions of Americans were unemployed and unable to afford even routine visits to the doctor for themselves or their children. The article highlights the story of Christina Hartman, who delayed her medical care out of concern about the coronavirus. But then she lost her job as an administrator at a truck manufacturing company in Texas. And while she still has health insurance, she worries about whether she will have coverage beyond July, when her unemployment is expected to run out. It started out as a total fear of going to the doctor, she said. I definitely am avoiding appointments. Now, Ms. Hartman, who is 58, skipped a regular visit with her kidney doctor and has delayed going to the endocrinologist to follow up on some abnormal lab results. Nearly half of all Americans say they or someone they live with has delayed care since the start of the pandemic, according to a survey last month from the Kaiser Family Foundation. While most of those individuals expect to receive care within the next 3 months, about a third said they plan to wait longer, if not seek care at all. Unfortunately, the survey didn't inquire as to why people were delaying their care. However, there is significant evidence that medical costs are acting as a strong deterrent. Just as the Great Recession led people to seek less hospital care, the current economy will also have a significant impact, said Sarah Collins, an executive at the Commonwealth Fund. This is a major economic recession, she said. It's going to have an effect on people's demand for health care. The inability to afford care is going to be a bigger and bigger issue moving forward. Hospital executives are already predicting that patient volumes will remain at about 20% lower than before the pandemic. It's going to be a jerky start back, said Gary Leroy, a physician in Dayton, Ohio, who is also the president of American Academy of Family Physicians. While some of his patients have returned, many more are staying away. And the consequences of this are devastating. In a recent analysis of the sharp decline in emergency room visits during the pandemic, officials from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said there were worrisome signs that people who had heart attacks waited until their conditions worsened before going to the hospital. Without income, many people feel they have no choice. Patients are having those conversations on a daily basis, said Dr. Christopher Crow, the president of Catalyst, who indicated that this is particularly tough in states like Texas that did not expand Medicaid. And while some of those who are unemployed qualify for coverage under the Affordable Care Act, they may fall in the coverage gap where they did not receive subsidiaries to help them afford coverage. Another factor is that even those who are not concerned about losing their insurance are still afraid of accruing large medical bills, particularly knowing how aggressively hospitals and doctors pursue people through debt collections, said Elizabeth Benjamin, a vice president at Community Service Society of New York. Americans are really aware that their health care coverage is not as comprehensive as it should be, and it's gotten worse over the past decade, Ms. Benjamin said. After the recession, they learned to forego care rather than incur bills they cannot pay, and they will continue to do so now. And other patients are weighing what illness or condition merits the expense of a doctor or tests and other services. At Maimonides Medical Center in Brooklyn, doctors have already seen the impact of delaying care. During the height of the pandemic, people who had heart attacks and serious fractures avoided the emergency room. It was as if they disappeared. But they didn't disappear, said Dr. Chwaka, the chair of orthopedics. People were dying in home. They just weren't coming into the hospital. And now, as people are beginning to return to care, their conditions have worsened. A baby with a club foot will now need a more complicated treatment because it was not addressed immediately after birth. Another child who did not have imaging promptly was found to have a tumor. That tumor may have been growing for months unchecked, Dr. Chweka said. As health systems begin to try to return to normal, what hidden challenges will they face with their patient populations? And how can they message their marketing and communications effectively? You can read more of this story by following the link in the show notes. And now, other headlines from this week. Fierce Healthcare featured an article called "Here Are the Specialties Hit Hardest by the COVID-19 Pandemic." The article highlights that healthcare revenue fell by nearly 50% in March and April for specialties that included primary care, oral surgery, dermatology, and cardiology. The industry has struggled financially with the cancellation of elective procedures and hesitancy from patients to go to the doctors. Search engine Land published an article entitled "Local SEOs Must Focus on Link Building and Content Development." A study by SEO Moz asked what SERP features marketers were most focused on, and the top answers were 1, featured snippets, 2, local packs, 3, Google Business Profiles, and 4, we don't have a SERP feature strategy. And consistent with the zero-click narrative, 77% of respondents said they agreed with the statement that Google Business Profiles are the new homepage for local businesses. A very detailed Medium article called "How to Make the Content Marketing Hierarchy of Needs Work for Your Business" outlines a new framework for content marketing. And this includes answering basic questions, educating and teaching readers on the importance of the information you are sharing and why it matters to them, using content to develop an emotional connection, and creating inspiration through your content. Lastly, have you had a chance to listen to Touchpoint Media's limited series podcast called "The New Normal: Conversations About the Future of Marketing"? This 10-part series explores how the healthcare industry is changing in a post-pandemic world. Topics span from healthcare policy, financial instability to our industry, the changing patient mindset, advancements in marketing technology, and even public health. Each episode is designed to be thought-provoking, challenging pre-pandemic approaches and strategies, and attempt to define what the future of healthcare would look like in a post-COVID-19 world. All links to the featured articles in today's podcast are featured in our show notes. And that's it for this week's TPS5. If you like the latest in healthcare news and an email delivered weekly to your inbox, be sure to subscribe to the TPS Report, which you can sign up for on the Touchpoint Media website at touchpoint.health. I hope this weekend you are able to spend some time with loved ones, listen, learn, and continue to practice safe public health practices. Talk to you all next week.